continues, the Gemara is continuing through the Lama Tes Malachas as mentioned in the Mishnah. And the next one is the Hatzvechein, which is the process of grinding. So Amar Papa, Haiman the Forim Silka, Chayef Mishum Teichen. If a person takes silka, which is beets, and he chops them into small pieces, so that's also the malach of Teichen. So the malach of Teichen applies even to something which you don't normally eat the kernels of wheat, but you know, you grind it and make it into flour, but it's slavdavka, it's something which is, you have a larger food item, you make it into a smaller food item. You didn't make it into a whole new entity in the sense of now it's flour, you're doing something else with it. You're eating your beets. So you're taking your onion and you're chopping it, you're dicing it very small. So the Mor is telling me that also goes under the Melach of Teichen. So Melach of Teichen is taking something larger and making it into smaller pieces. The famous question is, how small is small? And the answer which they give, which is somewhat frustrating because it's not a very usable answer, is my wife always says to me, like, it doesn't do too much for me. If you cut it, my wife says to me, it says, if you cut it into pieces which are smaller than normal. So what about, my wife says to me, what about a woman who normally makes these real teeny pieces? You know, it's a problem. So I guess the normal assumption was most normal people don't make it to the little tiny pieces, and if you do, that's considered a problem. But over here, if you do that normally, it's still going to be a problem. So the halacha says you should be careful to make them into chatichas gedolos kitzas. So the best way they say it, make them a little bit larger than you might normally do, and then you're okay. Again, that doesn't work because my wife has this. We were by one time by Shabbos by one of my wife's friends, and I mean she made these tiny pieces. You know, she made it a little bigger. It's still teichen. I said yes, I agree with you. That's still teichen, even a little bigger than the normal.
Because in a lot of cases, it's an average person. It's not
right.
You, like Luke Walker, it's the average person's cheek, not Shaquille O'Neal's cheek or somebody else's cheek.
Right. Actually, my mother Lugma of Yom Kippur, it's each person's cheek.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, bad example. But aren't there some instances where
right.
just the average person is...
Right. Yeah, there definitely are. There are many places where it's sort of same. But the problem is, in a woman's mind, she doesn't necessarily perceive... I said that using that language to a woman is not going to be a good language because she's... Well, that's... You know, little, make it larger than normal. That's what the Palocha says. Amar Rav Menashe, Haiman the Solus Silsi Chayev Mishum Teichen. A person who will take little pieces of wood and cut them into tinder or something like that. He'll cut pieces of wood small is going to be Chayev because of Teichen. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says further, Ikopet Amashachto. And if at the same time he cares about the size, he has like a certain size, he wants to make it a certain length, which makes it work better, etc. In the flame. So not only is there a problem of potentially a problem of teichen, there's also chay mishum mechatech. Mechatech was the malacha of taking the leather and cutting it to a certain size. So cutting something to a specific size is the malacha of mechatech, and that's one of the issues you have. Let's say with the the toilet paper, something like that. You cut it to a certain size, so you have a malach of mechatech, not just a malach of kareya.
Although there, I mean, since it's preferred, pre-size, when you cut it, it's not like you are trying to say, oh, I want this specific size, right? You're just tearing it and...
You could argue that, because but the point is probably there's a size which you feel comfortable that's the right size to use, etc. So anything which you have a size you want a certain size, so that's the malach, that would be mechatech. because he Rashi. The form silka. So Rashi says b'mem garsin and b'loy b'samach. So the correct gears over here is not the foris, but the forim. K'dipirish bar v'roitiv. The Mar says my kippa is firma. So mincer belaz. Then you see the word mincing it. You mince your onions. Yeah. Okay. So mincer belaz. B'chatchur dehadaki. You're cutting it small. Just a quote over there from the Moran Chulin. Kippa, the Mishnah talks about the kippa was like the little, and the Moran says, what is kippa? The Mishnah mentions kippa as one of the things which has it in Tumas Oichlam. Kippa was the little spices which you would cut up, or the Moran says, little pieces of the meat which were like, would fall down to the bottom, and you'd have these little pieces over there in the pot. That's referred to. Little small pieces, that's firma. So firma means the things are chopped up small. Solus silsi, etzim dakim lahaber esh. He's cutting up small pieces of wood to light a fire, the tinder. Vikapara mashachto, lechotkon b'mina. He has a specific size which he wants. So then he's chay because of mechatech ha'or, where the person cuts. Leather, mekatzes v'bemida, which is that he would cut it to a specific size. So the Mora says, "Vayter halosh v'ha'ayfa." The last two of the first set in the Mishnah is losh and ayfa. Mora papa shabak tana nitan bishul seven morning to have a mishkan v'nofa nokat ayfa. So our tana, instead of saying bishul, which they would have bishul of the dyes, but that was actually where you had the malacha in the Mishkan. The Mishnah mentions oifa instead. And the answer is because Tana didon sidur de pasnokat. The Tana wanted to something which was common for people to do, etc. So he really mentioned sidur de pas as a way to remember it. Okay. Actually, the Yerushalmi says that. The reason why he mentioned Oifa in the Mishnah is because there was Oifa in the Mishkan, because they would make the lechem upon him. They would bake the lechem upon him. So there was lechem, there was baking in the process of the Mishkan. Now, that Yerushalmi opens up a fascinating thought. I mean, there were many different malachas which were involved in bringing the karbonis, and we don't seem to use them as our source. So all of a sudden, baking the lechem upon him seems to be in the process of, once the Mishkan is built, not building the Mishkan, once it's built, using it. At the same time, the Torah talks about, when it mentions the Shulchan, it talks about you should bring the lechem upon him. Like it mentions it in the process itself of building the Mishkan. It mentions the lechem upon him more specifically than it mentions, let's say, some of the other things which were done in the Mishkan. So maybe the Yerushalmi felt that therefore it's included somewhat in, like, part of the process of making the Mishkan is making the Mishkan and putting lechem upon him, and that's when you've finished your job of making the Mishkan. Okay. Now the Mora is going to look into the Malach of Bishul a little bit. You know, we've had Bishul before, we had a lot of Bishul before in the third parak. The more talk about it some more. So Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Avira, Haiman the Shari Sichsa La Atuna, Chayv Mishum Mavashal. A person takes a piece of fresh wood and he throws it into the oven to dry out, so he can use it later on for firewood or whatever it is. So he puts it into the oven, not to burn, not to use as firewood, but to dry out. So he's Chayv. He's being Mavashal the wood. He's taking the wood and he's drying it out. He's being mevashal the wood. Where it says pshita, why shouldn't that? Were you using the fire, using to affect some type of change in the item? That's called bishul. Where it says no. This is a very important piece of the Gemara. Where it says ma'udatem. I might have thought to say the shriye monaka mecham. His intent was to dry it out and harden it. Kamashwan, the mirpa rafi v'hadar kamit, but the process how it dries is first as the liquid starts to come out, it softens it and then it hardens up afterwards. So the Mora seems to be telling us, and that this is how it's brought down in Halacha, that the process of Bishul is softening something through heat. There has to be some part of the process where there's a softening taking place for the Chiyuv of Bishul. Mishabur already, even Shinyan Ches, when he brings quotes throughout the whole Rambam is about what is the Malacha of Bishul, he puts in the. So one of the cases is this, the Sikhs of the Latuna. He says the reason why it is because since first it softens and then it hardens. So you know, that's the defining element of the Malacha. In other words, the Rambam says anytime you soften something which is hard or harden something which is soft, you're chayv because of Mavashal. And Mr. Bura adds, because usually when you harden something which is soft, first it gets softer, then it gets harder. Like that's what. So the malacha is, i.e., in other words, the malacha of hardening something maybe really would go under the malacha of tikkun mana or something of that sort. And the malacha of softening it is the malacha of bishul. It's some type of a tolda. I would see it as a tolda, again, because the when you take something which is raw and make it edible, a lot of times the process is a process of softening. So that because I saw that as a defining element in it. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Haiman da Arsach Kufra, person who heats up what do they translate? Pitch. Now I know what it is. Chai v'shem Mavashal. It's also chai because of Vashal. He heated it up, it's chai because of Mavashal. The Mor says, Shita, what's the Chiddush? That, of course, that's obvious. So the Mor says that Matatemi Kiman da Hadr v'ikusha Emalo, that what even when you soften it, it hardens up very quickly. So therefore, that's not called the malacha of bishul. Kamash v'lon, that's it. For that moment, it's softened. That's also called bishul. Okay, Amar Rava. So that is the two new points that were added for the malacha of bishul. Amar Rava, Hayman de Obed Chavisa, Chayv Mishum Sheva Chatos, a person who goes through the whole process of making a barrel. Excuse me, made out of earthenware. They used to make their barrels made out of clay, which they would fire in the kiln. So the process of making it will give a person seven different chatos. Tanur, if he makes a tanur, chayv mishum shmana chatos. Rashi is going to go through the calculation of what they all are. Person makes a tanur, he'd be chayv because of eight chatos. So the Mora says, okay, once you tell me some interesting thing like that, Amar Baya, Haiman Da'ovet, Chalsa, Chayiv Mishum Achas Esrei Chatos. A person makes a beehive. What are the chances of a beehive? What are the chances of whatever it is? It's a type of, I mean, in other words, you make a
dry receptacle from reeds.
Yeah, okay. Very helpful.
Is that a beehive?
Yeah. They may say that if you would weave this
large round receptacle,
good. So you chayv 11 chatos. V'chayte lepume. If you then sew around the rim, is chayv shalosh esrei chatos. You'd be chayv shalosh esrei chatos, 13 chatos. Now there's 13 different malachos involved, and Rashi will go through all of them. Let's see Rashi. Right, they wouldn't make a mutter though.
Where
there was no baking in the process of making the Mishkan. Some more answers. See, there were the pas. Shehiskelboy, since started with things which the normal usage would be for pas. Therefore, Nochad Oifer, he mentioned Oifer. The Mokim Bishul Samamonim, to who Bishul the pas. So Bishul of Samamonim and Bishul of Paz are similar enough that you could, they're interchangeable enough that you could use it and still say you haven't went away from the Av Malacha, even though it wasn't exactly in the Mishkan. Shadi Sikhsa, Shehishlach Yosei Lach Latanur, Cham, Liabshar Shiz Kasha. I'm sorry. Rashi says the case over here was you weren't going to use it for firewood afterwards. You were going to use it as a spike. You wanted to have this wood spike that you made, this wood, large wooden spike, and you wanted to harden it, so you would put it in the oven to dry out. It should be hard. The shurei the chazek main kan bishul. Your intention is to harden it, so there's no bishul. But so your intention isn't. So it's, you see, hardening is not the malach of bishul, and that's what your intent is. So you shouldn't be chayv because of bishul. Kamashal the mirper rafi ayirei chayim ha'or from the heat of the fire it first softens. The liquid inside starts to come out, which is what you want. But when it does that, as it's doing that, so the first step of the process, all this liquid coming out will soften it. When eventually all comes out, comet, this means miskash, it'll become hard. And the first, therefore, the first step of the process, which is the softening, is considered bishul. He takes pitch and he melts it. Is chayiv. What's the chiddush? The harder akushe chayzum is kasha. It gets hard again. It doesn't have any permanence to it. That's still chayiv. Chavisa shel cheresh. You make a barrel out of earthenware. Is chayiv sheva chatos. So what are the seven chatos? So Rashi says the first one is teichen arigavim. You take the clumps of earth and you grind them down. Veshechakon hadek. And you grind them soft, is habi teichen, that's the malach of teichen, of grinding. Umbaru hatzoris, agasis mi teichen, you take out the large pieces, which are not going to be usable for the process, and you do burr, reishtayim. Umarkidon benapa, and they would actually sift it. So that's number three. Megabala tit, and then you would mix in the water and make it into you take the dirt, mix in the water, and you get your mud. The hainu losh, which is that's the malach of losh, of mixing the flour to the water, is the malach of losh. Then umemareach atit kishaisa hagerlam. Then you would soften, then you would shape it and smooth it out. So that's the malach of memareach. You make the gerlam is the unfinished product. That's what the word garlam means. So the famous garlam was called garlam because it wasn't the final product. It should be smooth. That's the malach of a machik, which is smoothing out the leather. Then you would light the fire in the oven. So that's malach of mavir. Then you would then put it inside to harden. Okay. Shirashi asked the question, why aren't you chayiv? Because of chayfer, you dig the dirt out of the ground. You would dig up the dirt from the ground. Shirashi says, chayiv the chayfer leka, then tzarech, ben tzarech el afrim. We had it the more babeya, that a person who digs a hole with intent just to get the dirt out, we had the more before also. The more the person that does it, chayiv guma, his intent is just to get the dirt. He has no usage for the hole. It's not chayiv because of the malach of chofer. Okay, so that's if you make a chavisa. So the seven things are going to be teichen, burr and merakeid, losh is four, then you would be memareach is five. You would light the fire is six, and you would cook it inside is seven. Tanura, if a person would make a tanner, which is also made out of earthenware, so you're going to have the same seven. Chayiv shmona, you're chayiv eight. What's the eighth one? The la'achash at sarfa b'kivshan, because after you would fire it in the kiln, you'd make the tanner. So the tanner, because you want it to maintain its heat, so after you would make it and put it down in place, part of the process would be you would put another layer of mud, etc., on top of it. Hutachalov tfela, you'd put a tfela, like a secondary layer, you'd put on top of it. Sheheov, that should be thicker. Vachamamiskayim, and it would maintain its heat. Vuhugamar malachtoi, that's the end of the process of making it. Rabbi Nachman, Kamidi Dehavi Gemar, Malacha Chayiv Mishum Machkav Pathish. So then, since there's another stage in the process, which is the final stage of the process, that's going to be the Gemar Malacha. That's Machkav Pathish. So Rashi says, by Chavis also you have a Machkav Pathish. You finish the process. So why don't you tell me there's eight by the Chavis? You put it in and it bakes. So Rashi says in a very important point in his understanding of Machkav Pathish. Because Malachah Patish, you have to do a specific action, which its function is to finish it off. So over there, there's no specific action. The action, you put it in the oven, and it bakes by itself. You don't do anything special to finish it off. Whereas over here, after you finish, you add another layer, so there's a separate action, which would be the Chiyuv of Malachah Patish, and that separate layer, the separate action beyond the process itself. The Miri says it, beginning of Perek Avayna, which we'll see, Machkav Pathish is something which we're going to see again and again in the Masechta, that the process itself cannot be called Machkav Pathish. That's what he says. It's the same idea, basically. The process of making the item can't be called Machkav Pathish. After you finish the process and you do one more thing, that's Machkav Pathish. Not everybody agrees with that. That's what I'm saying. That's their understanding. Chal says Kaveris Shalkanim. You make a beehive. A Kaveris is a large round receptacle which was used usually referenced to for a beehive. Sort of Kaveris used, made out of reeds. It's Chayiv Yud Aleph. It's Chayiv 11. So now the first two were here because they understand that they were about, there was Mabashal in the process, so we mentioned, you know, you think, well, Bishal, just tell you there's a lot of other steps also. Once you're making a list, there's no Bishal in the case of Kaveris, but there are other ones, so it mentions it also. Siachayev 11. What are the 11? So the first one is Zemer Hakonim, you would take the reeds, actually, they weren't reeds. They were made out of little sticks from the tree. So you take them off. You prune them off the tree. Hutzarach lehemi needs them. So we had before the pruning process, taking them off the tree, strengthens the tree. So if it's considered the malach of zareya of helping the tree. At the same time, you need it. So that's the malach of kaitzer. Chai mishum kaitzer umishum nateya. So he has both the malach of kotzer, which is kind of reaping, they're taking them off of their source of sustenance, and also neteya, he's also planting the tree, means he's strengthening the tree, helping the tree grow better. So you have both malachas right there. Isram yachad, reza mamar.
I'm sorry, if he doesn't have any intention to strengthen the tree, is it possible to say if he digs the dirt out of the ground, he doesn't need the harvest? I want to point exactly.
It's an interesting question. Tosin said before that there is machlokas with a machlokas to see if the goof is chayiv or not. But Tosin says this says before that on the eitzim part, you would say if a person would take things off and have no interest for the item at all, even if you would agree that's not the malacha of kaitzer, definition of kaitzer is taking something, I'm not taking it. But it seems to be the other direction, the neteya part, Tosh doesn't say that. There are certain malachas where the definition of the malacha is the intent will define the malacha, certain malachas with intent will not define the malacha. So even if I do something and I guess theoretically the person would have no interest at all, so Bimlach says Lagufa, which we told him, because we heard of Rishim, I think you're right. According to Rabbi Huda Bichai, according to Shem Yabi Pasu. Eastern Yachad, a person would gather them together, raise a ma'amr, that's the malach of ma'amr. Bira Yafis, he'd pick out the ones that he wants to use. Raise a burr, that's the malach of burr. He chlik on, then you would smooth them off from all of the little pieces which are on them, etc. Raise a mamachik, that's the malach of mamachik, which is memoreya. Asan, or memoreya is mamachik, smoothing off the leather. Asan dakas, then you would make them into smaller pieces, me'achas, shtayim, or sholish. Hareza Teichin. So you're cutting into smaller strips, etc. So now over here it wasn't little pieces, it was strips. So here from Rashi, now Rashi's telling me, Bechidish, if I have this long item, which is maybe somewhat thin, and I can make it three long strips, that's also called Teichin. Because I made it into very thin strips. Even though they're very long, right? So that's also called Teichin. That's a Chiddush in Rashi. Chatan b'midah, you cut them to the size that you need them, and raise them a chatech. That's a machatech. Okay, now, then you're ready to start your process of making your basket. So hisach hashesi, you would put down the foundation. Hareza Mesach, that was the Malach of Mesach. When we, in the loom process, the same way you have in the loom process, you're weaving. I mean, what you're doing is you're weaving in and out, making a basket. So that's it's the process of weaving. But in the process of weaving we had before in the Mishnah, the first thing you do is you set up your foundation threads on the loom. It's called, that's the Malach of Mesach, which is setting up the foundation on the loom. So we're also, you have your up and down ones, which will be your Mesach. And then you would put one layer through just to get all of those foundation ones to stand. So that's not considered the malach of oreg yet. That's Rashi holds that says that's already oyser shtei batenirin. Then oreg raise oreg. Setting up that this thing should function. So we'll see later on. The more it's not Rashi's Chiddush. This is the more later on in Perka Oreg, which, strangely enough, talks about the Malach of Oreg in Perka Oreg, right? So over there, it talks about the idea that Oreg can apply to making baskets, etc. And remember, the Oreg process, there was four Malachos involved in the Oreg process. There was the Mesach, which is setting up the foundation, and also Shebatanirim. Shebatanirim was. After you have your threads all straight and ready to put it on, you need to have them that they're going to function up. They're going to go one high, one low. So you'd put it through the little round ring, which was on the harness, which would raise it and lower it. Put it through the heddle, it's called, right? So that's the malacha of Oseh Shebat Enirin. So setting up your basket that... it would be able to give you room to go in and out, in and out, in and out, which is, that would be the comparable process of allowing the harness to go up and down. So the Morris said that's also called Shebat Nirim. It's not really Shebat Nirim. There's no Nir over there. There's no harness, etc. So putting that first one around, which now gives it strength that the things will stay in place, and you'll be able to go in and out, it's also called Shebat Nirim. Then you Oreg it. Then you do the weaving process, and the fourth one is if you make a mistake, you take it out. That was Pitseya, but that, you know, we're not counting that over here. Chotach lacha erigasa k'ril hashoisam. Then after you finish the whole thing, there's a little pieces sticking out here and there, so you cut those off to make it so that shouldn't be pricking you, etc. That's makapatish k'minu l'kamon. The verse is exactly that similar case, a fairly similar case. Hamad shokol akufi miglimi. Person makes a garments, he takes out the little threads which are sticking out. That's called makav patish. He's finished. He finished the process, and then he does a little extra to make it nice. That's 11. So you have zomer, and you have kotzer, you have ma'amer. That's 3. You have berer is 4. You have machik is 5. You have teichin, and mechatech is 7. Then you have Mesach and Shebat Nirim and Oreg is 10 and Makapathish is 11. V'chayte the Pume. If you then sew around the rim, Lasis Losofa to make a rim on top. Hasubkan Tofer, you'll have the Malacha. You would sew it around to give it like a. So you're doing Tofer, you're sewing. And Makosher and Tfira is going to require some point in time that you make a knot to tie it off. You have to tie it off. Okay, so we'll add 2 more. Actually, so what about bonet? You're making an item. So you have, we have it, making a kli is not considered boinen. Now that's a lot of conversation about that. We'll talk about that more as you go through Masechta. That Devei Binyan Mekalim, there are cases where if it's a significant act of binyan, some Rishonim called it, said it is called boinen. Some Rishonim have their calculation over here different than Rashi. Mavshit leka lemeimer bekonim denavshot elabor. The act of flaying the skin off of the animal, that's the melacha mafshit. I'm not sure what Rashi was asking, that maybe there should be melacha mafshit, being mafshit from the tree. I'm not sure what Rashi wants. What Rashi wants over there? Well, maybe. Okay. Now. V'yesh v'forshim shekideach and the kavim be'etz shetachim by Rashi hakanim shel shesi. You would drill a hole and mechayim hashem b'teichen, and when you drill it you make all this little sawdust. So that's melachah b'teichen. Lo nihirali, and that's not correct. Taitchinah melachah shenitzich l'gufa, you don't need it, and there's melachah shenitzich l'gufa. V'tayvli the farash oisin oisandaka, so habi k'mon the solis silsi. So that's why. You see, again, some people are not comfortable with Rashi's idea that Teichin is long little strips, it's called Teichin. It is called Teichin, Rashi's. I'd rather learn that than tell you that the Malach of Teichin is the little sawdust that you make when you drill the hole. Okay. So that's the end of the process of the of Paps. Well, just a little bit more Gemara, but we're already starting out, you know, the back, we're already behind, you know. Such a wonderful feeling. Because it's the Tzemer Vav Malav Noitz, and then the Mishnah starts with the process of making the dyed garments. So the first part of the process is you get your wool, you shear it, and you bleach it, you wash it. Amar Rabba Bar Brachon, Amar Birchon, Hatoiva Tzemer Shal Gabi Behema B'Shabes Ischayev Shalosh Chatos. There was a process of you would spin the threads directly off the back of the animal. You make the thread directly straight from the wool on the back of the animal. Before you shear it. And then you eventually cut it off at the end when you're finished. So it's a big chokhmah. You have three chatos involved. Achas b'shem gozes, there's shearing. Achas b'shem anapets, and you're straightening it out, you're combing it out as you're doing it. Achas b'shem tayvah, and the last one is because of the melach of tayvah, which is making the thread. Rav Kana Omer, in derech gezizah b'kach, v'in derech manapis b'kach, v'in derech tovim b'kach. We know that Shabbos only chayiv if you do it normally. And this is strange. So therefore you're not chayiv for any of them. The Morse says, v'loy, it's not normal. Ay v'tanya, mishmed Rabbi Nechemya, that the Pasuk says, by shotuf be'izim, v'tovim be'izim, that in the process of making the Mishkan, actually, they would take it off of the back of the goats directly. In the Mishkan itself, they did the act of making the thread directly off the back of the animal. So Moran says, that was an extraordinary skill to be able to do that. An average person cannot do that. It's not called normal. Let's just finish off and we'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. Tzad Rabbanan Hotelish is a kanaf. A person takes out the large feathers from a bird. And then you would take off the Rashi says you would take off the top edge where you have the very small little feathers. You take that off and use that put inside your pillows, etc. And Hamorta, you would then take off the bottom edge. With the hard part, you would take off the threads, the feathers from that part, and cut off that part. So there's three malachos involved. Chayiv shalosh chatos. So the Gemara explains them. Omer shem relokish telish chayiv mishum goizes. So the process of taking it off of the bird, that's like shearing from the sheep. That's the goizes. Kaitem is chayiv mishum mechateich. And when you take off the top one, that's melacha mechatech, which is chayiv, cutting it to a certain size. And memarate, then you remove the hairs from the what do you call those, I guess, of the of your feather is chayv mishum amachek, which is the smoothing it out. Okay. That's what Rashi is. Tomorrow.